Awake, awake. What all does that make you think of? I think that's when I think of someone that says, wake up. It's like, come to reality. You know, leave your sleep and come to reality and let's get with the day. Be alert. Take heed. Come to life. Put on your strength. Get ready for the events of the day. Well, here he says, put on thy beautiful garments. Wouldn't that be encouraging words to wake up with? In a natural sense, you know, we wake up and we prepare for the events of the day. We put on clean clothes and get dressed for the day and get ready to move forward. Here it says, put on thy beautiful garments. Well, what all is involved in the beautiful garments that we're to put on? Later on in a cross-reference in Isaiah, later on in chapter 61, it would make verse 10. It refers to garments of salvation. He hath clothed me with the robe of righteousness. And then it also parallels it with a bridegroom decking himself with ornaments for the bride, and the bride adorning herself with jewels. And we think of the church as being typical of a marriage. You know, the thought comes to me, what am I to the world? What garments, what do I reflect to those around about me, to those that I meet? Do they see within me a heart of compassion and a love and a care for their soul? That's a challenge to me. That's a daily challenge. Am I wearing the garments of salvation? Am I eager to share a message of hope? Just maybe sometimes just a few encouraging words along the way. May not even mean that much to them at the time, but maybe later on when they're alone. Maybe it's something that they can fall back on or think of. And I know so many times I miss opportunities that come to me, but it's my desire, and I continue to tell myself and challenge myself, have I left a witness? And sometimes I see an opportunity slip by, and I say, why didn't I? Why didn't I say something? What lighthouse? Am I like a beacon? Am I like can I be like a lighthouse to those around me? To those that I relate to. Paul speaks of, or is it Peter, that speaks of the outward adorning. Not the putting on of outward things to impress men, but rather the hidden man of the heart. And that was referred to this morning. What all is involved in that? I believe that involves a life of holiness, a life that reflects Jesus Christ, a life that would be a call to salvation. And then just skipping down to verse 7 in the same chapter. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. I was always impressed with that verse. The beauty of the message of the gospel and the beauty of the Christian life. There's something about a life that is lived for God that I believe can reflect satisfaction. And I think that's, isn't that, again, why we're here this evening, to reflect that in our singing. We have a lot to sing about. We have a message to sing about. We have a message to offer. We have a lot to sing about. The next two verses in this chapter refer to singing, refers to the watchmen lifting up their voice together and sing. Verse 9, break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. I think that even in light of, you know, There was a time in Israel's experience when they hung their harps in the willows because they just didn't feel like singing. They were in a strange land, taken captive, and it seemed like all was against them. lost everything, and they hung their harps and willows because they couldn't sing. But I'm thankful this evening that I don't think that we need to stay there. And I don't know how it is in your experience, but you know, probably in most of our experiences, probably in most of our lives, there comes a time, sooner or later, that we almost feel like hanging up our harp. I hope you don't experience that. But being human, sometimes it's a little hard to sing. But I'm thankful that we don't need to stay there. And whatever stage you're in this evening, you know, I think of youth being a time of a lot of strength and vigor and aspiration and inspiration. And I like to still think of myself as a youth, because it doesn't seem like very long ago that I was sitting where the youth sit. But now reality says that I have youth to relate to. Chapter 40 of Isaiah says, "Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Maybe you're a young family this evening, and maybe you sometimes feel burdened with raising a family and all that that involves with raising young, taking care of the young. Well, there's another verse in chapter 40 for you in that. Here it says, "He shall feed his flock like a shepherd." I believe this speaks of Jesus as the good shepherd and the care that he has for us. "He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom as a tender shepherd would, and shall gently lead those that are with young." I've often been encouraged by that verse. "He shall gently lead those that are with young." So whatever stage you are this evening, God has a place for you. And he has words of comfort and encouragement for you. In closing, just a few thoughts from Ephesians chapter 2 as part of this beautiful message of good tidings, which I feel like I think that we are very privileged, as we've been reminded again this morning, we're so privileged in this country. How much do we so often take for granted? And maybe you almost find it sometimes just very convenient and easy to even stay away from a service. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4-8 says, "But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved." Now, I believe that is the good news of salvation that it speaks about in Isaiah 52 that we referred to, that publisheth good tidings. And reading on here, "And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Where are we this evening? I can't think of anything closer than the heavenly places in Christ Jesus than to be gathered together with the saints in his house to worship him, as a foretaste of the much greater worship that will be from him and beyond. It doesn't stop here. It says that in the ages to come, he may show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. It's progressional. And it's even that much better. Verse 6 says, sitting together in heavenly places. Verse 7 says, exceeding riches of his grace in the ages to come. And then he continues to echo the same thought in verse 8. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." Let's continue to enjoy the blessings of the gift of God through salvation. And let's not be satisfied to keep them to ourselves, but let's be eager to let it rub off and to share with those around us. Let's pray.
Service this evening and the singing of the hymns. We pray that it would truly appreciate those thoughts, and that we each one need to be a light to those that we're around. Let's turn in our Christian hymnal to 209. After this song, children can come forward and Andrea will have something for them. Song number 209. Children can come up front here.
All right, thank you, Andrea, and the children for those songs. Let's turn to song number 507 in your church hymnals. After this song, we'll be looking to an impromptu group, ages 25 to 35. You're all welcome to come forward here, and Matt will have some songs for you, or pick the songs. Song number 507, Our Country's Voice is Pleading.
Church General 634.
Where there is no
Well, to thank you all for helping in that group. Let's turn in our church hymnal to song number 368. Song number 368.
Oh,
The chorus has a number of songs to sing tonight, so we're going to have one more number, and then we'll have the chorus come up on the last verse of this song. I want to thank everyone for taking part tonight. Let's turn to 398 for our next number. Number 398.
Good evening. Good to be here tonight. I was very blessed by being here for the song service this far. Mylon texted me the other night and said, could we go ahead and have a program? And I texted him back and I said, no. And he said, okay, well, we need to keep it moving. But I thought, though, instead that since we're not ready for one, and Brian's are here, it's good to have Brian and Pearl here. Off and on. Good to have you here still. But I thought we'd sing a number of songs, some of them old favorites and songs that we've learned. I was very blessed by the message this morning. One of the first songs that came to my mind was the song, "O Let All Who Thirst," after Joseph's message he talked from Isaiah 55. That's a message of hope. And that was one of the songs that I really wanted to practice a lot tonight, and it slipped my mind. So you'll have to be a little forgiving when you listen and just make sure you get the message. Oh, let all who thirst, a verse from Isaiah 55. Second song is, and a little bit more on the first one. You know, there's times when, well, there's any one of us here tonight, those at Mennonite Church, at some time or other we're going to find ourselves in need of the message of that song, in need of that water, whether we're laboring or we're weary or we're seeking, at some time or other. And if we find ourselves in that situation, maybe for us the next song could be our message. It's the song, If My People Who Are Called By My Name Will Humble Themselves and Pray. And the beauty of that song is the promise that comes. It says, I will forgive their sin, I will heal their land. That's the first two, and then we have a number of them, but I'll talk a little bit more as we go.
Let them come.
Next song we're going to sing is an old favorite of mine, and I think a lot of us, all of us, I think, cut our chorus teeth on it, the song, "I Beseech You Therefore, Brethren, by the Mercies of God." It's a song about not just being a Christian on Sunday, and it ties in with some of the things we've already been singing, but every day of the week. Next song was a request by someone, and it's a song we sang in the near recent past. It's one we just learned, though. It's a little repetitious, but the message is straightforward. Freedom is coming, and Christ is bringing it. And then the song after that, we have several songs about heaven, and the song "Home" is, I had to think about that. We're planning to sing that one also tonight, but I had to think about all those people just now, as we speak, that are suffering and being killed, those Christians in Iraq. And I know that it's all over the world, but especially right now, we're sort of focused on that situation. And you know what it must mean to those Christians to know that soon they're going to be home. And, you know, for some of them, they may not be ready, especially when you're young, I guess you don't think about it as much, ready. Or maybe there's, you know, a life they'd like to live, but you know, we all need to be prepared for that, and someday it will come.
Freedom is coming, freedom is coming, freedom is coming, oh yes, I know. Freedom is coming, freedom is coming, freedom is coming, oh yes, I know. Freedom is coming, freedom is coming, freedom is coming, oh yes, I know.
Freedom
is coming, freedom is coming, freedom is coming, oh yes, I know. Freedom is coming, oh yeah. yes, I know.
Oh, yes, I know.
Oh, yes, I know.
Oh, yes, I know.
Oh, yes, I know.
Yes, I know.
Oh, 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 yes, I know.
Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, oh yes, I'm
Jesus
is coming, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, oh yes, I
know, oh yes, I know,
oh yes, I know,
oh yes, I know,
oh yes, I know,
oh yes, I know,
oh yes, I know,
oh yes, I know,
oh yes, I know.
Oh, God.
sing one more song. It's a prayer for God to lead us wherever He leads us, through thick and thin, that we just be in the center of His will, and that He takes us where is His will, not ours.